Hi, I'm Bran, and I can say that I love TV One Christmas movies.
I'm Dan. I guess I despise TV One Christmas movies.
I'm Alonzo, and TV One is a singular sensation, and this
is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast!
Deck the Hallmark, it's his podcast. Brandon and friends host his podcast. We hope you like this jolly podcast.
Wow. TV One.
What
TV
a day.
One. Christmas with my ex. I gotta say, I believe, if my calculations are correct, literally the only place you can find this is on Philo.
It's on Philo, which we say all the time, it's your holiday movie hub.
That's exactly right.
In this case, literally the only place you would be able to watch this.
The only place. The only place.
Philo.tv/DTH.
Yes.
And what better way? Today's Memorial Day. I mean, Memorial Day.
Yes.
Fire up the grill. Christmas with my ex on.
Yep.
There's a barbecue going on in that movie, too.
Yep.
So, I mean.
Christmas Day barbecue.
Thematic.
And you know, you can only watch your show at Philo. So, really, it's kind of like you guys are, you know, cousins.
That's right. So very similar. We may show up at the dinner.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll show up. Who can
that's
say?
Right.
Christmas
Over
with my ex,
right.
Part two, the podcast.
That's right.
I don't know how it all play out, but we can dream. We can dream. Alonzo, how are you, buddy?
It was a hit.
It was a hit.
I'm good. I am having crazy seasonal allergies because it rained a little here in Southern California. So everything is blooming and, you know, the seed pods are out and like my head is exploding.
Have you heard of lollies? Because we could send you some lollies. We got some. Do you know about the lollies?
I've heard tell of such things. So yeah, I've been trying, you know, it's been a while since I've dealt with this at all. So I'm sort of like experimenting with which are the ones to take at night and what's good in the morning. Like, you know, trying to balance out my whole chemical makeup here to make my life work. So
if you're watching on fire, you can see Alonzo did get a fresh cut though.
Oh,
the
my
haircut's
gosh.
Looking right.
Thank you very much.
Phenomenal, I must say. I don't want to wait anymore. I want to get straight to Christmas with my ex. Christmas
you
with
don't
my
want
ex.
To wait for our lives to be over.
No, I don't want to wait.
I want to know right now.
I want to know right now. Christmas with my ex originally premiered on TV One on December 4th, 2022, and it went a little something like this. All right, bear with me. There's three friends.
This is it. I got my popcorn.
Guys, get out the org chart, okay? There's three friends, and they are all together. It's Christmas time. They say it is, at least. And it's similar to, like, the Love Club, you know? We're going to talk a lot about the Love Club this week.
Yes, we have.
This is like a prequel
we're
to the Love
to.
Club.
Yes,
they're all complaining about their exes. They're doing, like, a little girlfriend's Christmas thing, and it's Shauna, Kenya, and Leah. They're all best friends. They love each other, and they love complaining about their exes. So best I can figure, Shauna, they're all going to go over to Shauna's house for Christmas. And this is at the request of Kenya's dad.
Yes.
He set it all up. And
Mr. Clarence.
Yes. And everybody is, everyone's coming, including everyone's exes. There's a reason for all of the exes to
correct.
Come.
There is.
Like,
yes.
Yes. Kids.
One of them married a sister.
Yeah. So like lots of, you know, lots of things, I guess. Anywho. So Shauna and Kenya think that Leah is all dressed up to make her ex like her again. And she's like, no way. Leah, her ex is Jaden. And his new wife, Grace, is there, and so is their daughter. And
it's Leah and Jaden's daughter.
Yes, Leah and Jaden's daughter. Yes. So they share a daughter. And she's going to open up presents just from Jaden. And and so that's happening. Kenya's sister, Alicia, comes, and she's pregnant with baby. And she is pregnant because she is married to Kenya's ex-husband. That's
named.
Right. I got it somewhere. Mark?
I think it is Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Yeah.
So Kenya and Alice, they're sisters. Kenya got a divorce and Alice married Kenya's ex-husband.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. Alicia tries to patch things up with Kenya. Kenya's not having it, and I don't know why. Then Jesse shows up. We know him.
Jesse,
we love him.
He's a friend.
Jesse is Mark's brother, and he does not seem thrilled that Jesse is there. Why would he not be happy that his brother's there?
Just got back from Iraq.
More on that. Yes, he was in the army. He was in army. More on that to come. So Jaden and Leah, they get in an argument because he wants to take their daughter to a homeless shelter to visit her friend. Jesse starts putting the moves on hard on Kenya.
That's right.
Mark's brother is putting a move on Mark's ex-wife, and Mark is married to Kenya's sister. Is everyone keeping track
now,
yourself?
Kenya's dad is there too, yes. And we believe him to be terminally ill.
That's exactly right. Okay. He has cancer, and he makes a joke about it. Big fun. If you're not joking about your cancer, what are you doing? So Mark goes and tells Kenya to stay away from Jesse. And she's like, I'm sorry, what? Like, you don't get to tell me. You're with my sister. You can't tell me not to be with your brother. But he's like, he's dangerous. They're doing a dance party.
They all go out to dance.
In the pergola, the gazebo there.
Candy cane columns.
Candy cane columns. That's about as Christmassy as this party gets. And Leah grabs Jaden. And it's like, let's dance. And she starts grinding on him hard, and he's like, okay, I'm out. So they go to talk about how happy he is with Grace and how Grace challenges him to be a better man and all this stuff. And Leah is like, I hear what you're saying. I'm going to kiss you now. And he's like, hard pass. Did you miss everything I said? I'm happy. I'm growing as a person. And she's like, nonsense. And then Kenya and Jesse start dancing, maybe a foot away from Mark and Alicia. So Shauna's ex, Demetrius, shows up.
There's been a lot of talk about Demetrius.
So Shauna's ex, Demetrius, finally shows up.
Why is he there, Brandon?
She is happy.
Why is Demetrius there?
Well, because they also share
have a son together.
Have a son
That's
together,
right, yes.
So she's significantly happier to see her ex than any of the other women are. And you're like, what's up with that? And she's like, hey, where's your fiance? I can't wait to meet him. And his fiance shows up, and his fiance is not
a
guy.
It's a her.
It's a her. Shauna's shocked because she was under the impression that they got a divorce because Demetrius was gay. So the meal is happening now. It's time to eat food. And it comes out that Kenya, while Kenya and Mark were dating, he and Alicia, this is back in high school, he and Alicia were already into each other. They were kind of making the moves on each other at a high school party. And Alicia is like, hey, it's not, we never crossed that line there. And she's like, well, Alicia, you were my divorce attorney. And you were into Mark. You don't think maybe that's a problem? Then Jesse speaks up and is like, hey, everybody settle down. And Mark is like, hey, Jesse, you murdered our parents. You shut up.
That's exactly what happened.
And so
it was a hit.
Auntie is there and is like, everybody calm down. I brought cobbler.
For all the money in the world, who's auntie?
Cobbler. Whose aunt is it? Everyone.
It's Shauna's auntie.
Then Shauna.
All Shauntae.
Yeah. Then Shauna asks if his new girl knows that he's gay.
In front of everyone.
Right in front of her and God and everyone. So there's that. Mark and Alicia go to argue, and he says he didn't want the baby to begin with and isn't sure if he wants her now. Then Leah and Jaden are arguing because it turns out Jaden and Grace are trying to have a baby. Leah brings up the kiss and is like, well, if you wanted a baby, you shouldn't have kissed me. Right as Grace is walking up, she's not happy. Leah is the worst. So Shauna and Demetrius are talking in the alley by the house. You know the one. And he's talking about how he hasn't been with a man since they got a divorce and is most definitely into women, specifically this woman that he is engaged to. And she is like, you are the love of my life. This hurts. Naturally, Blake is standing at the end of the alley as you do, listening to all of this. He gets upset because he's like, I thought I was the love of your life.
Blake is her current
husband.
That's yes, right. Exactly right.
We've talked a ton about him.
We've said Blake's name
one,
for sure before.
One heck of a turtleneck.
Yeah.
So they talk, and he almost breaks things off there, but it's all good. Nothing a little can't handle. So Leah and Jaden's daughter has a friend from the homeless shelter. You've heard about her. You love her. They end up showing up. Leah immediately hits on her dad. That's the only way I can read that conversation.
What about the dad? What about Kenya's dad?
Kenya's dad, he's good.
He's been in remission for a year.
He kind of held this from Kenya so that the party would happen. Even though, best I can figure, everyone else knew. I don't know why withholding this from just Kenya was the only way to get this party to happen, but it did. Leah and Grace hash things out, and Grace is like, she's so kind and to her, doesn't push her in the pool or anything. I'm a bit bummed about that, to be honest with you. And all the women end up just hanging, the three women hang out at the end, and they talk about how great this Christmas was.
Jesse and the mistletoe.
That's right. I'm sorry, everybody. Jesse, the guy who killed Mark's parents, and his parents as well. It was a hit. He meets the alley. You guys remember the alley? He takes Kenny out to the alley, pulls up the mistletoe. They kiss. All the women then go hang out, talk about what a Christmas. Maybe next year will be better. And that, my friends, was Christmas with my ex.
We did it. And that was almost an entire... No, there were no bits there. That was all plot all the time.
All plot all the time.
Yep.
I'm going to go take a shower, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about this movie here on Deck the Hallmark.
Deck the Hallmark.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about TV1's Christmas with My Ex. Currently, I think, a Philo exclusive. Let's talk about it. This is the fun of the Monday episodes. We're trying to hit as many different networks and streamers as possible, and you never quite know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know TV1 existed. Now I do. Christmas with My Ex. Let's talk about it. Alonso.
The moment we've been waiting for.
Dying to hear this. What'd you think about Christmas with My Ex?
Wow. Okay. So I will say this. Of the stuck in a house for the entire movie, Christmas movies that we have watched on this show, and we have seen several at this point, I will say this is the best of those.
Okay. Okay.
It's better than Christmas in Carolina. It's better than The Twins and the Twins, whatever that movie was called.
Twins and the Twins.
Switching Christmas or something.
Something, you know. I enjoyed all of the ongoing awkwardness because this movie just keeps serving it up. Like just one uncomfortable situation after another. Like you could have made this into a really dark comedy, you know, like this is my kind. My jam is the sort of dysfunctional Christmas dark comedy. But this is played straight through as drama, but to such an extent where it kind of becomes a comedy by accident at times. This is the worst Christmas ever. Like everyone is just like being put through the mill. And I think that Tyler Perry has a lot to answer for in terms of how characters are presented as like all good or all bad and other things like that. But this is not one I'll forget anytime soon.
Never.
Yeah.
This movie is amazing. Dan and I, we watch it together, and we watch a lot of things
together. We watch a lot of movies together.
We watch some sports together. We get together. We watch March Madness, and we yell a lot.
We do.
This was the loudest you and I have ever gotten watching anything. Yep. We were yelling. We were cheering. Yeah. We were booing. We were into it.
We were
into it. This movie is never without something insane incidents. Happening yes. on screen. It almost feels like they keep one-upping. It's like you thought that was something. Here's something. There's so much here. I don't even actually think we get resolution to most of it. It is all a lot, and it is all a blast. I thoroughly enjoyed myself with this movie. Dano?
This is the best iteration of August Osage County I've ever, ever seen. This movie is bonkers new. Just complete, like, there are more plot lines. There are enough plot lines in this movie for an entire countdown to Christmas season. Okay? Yeah. Like, it is, and I know it's probably not meant to be funny, but at some point, as Alonzo already alluded to, it becomes must-see television to see what is going to be said and how it's going to be said next. Just one after the other. If there was one of these storylines, you'd be like, that was crazy. You remember when that happened? There's a dozen of them here. A dozen crazy storylines happening all at once in a one-act play for the ages. I can't say it's good, but I can't say that I, like, of the movies to not watch again, this would not, like, I would gladly watch this again over many, many others. So, yeah, take that for what it's worth. Say what?
Over the unicorn?
Oh, yes. Yes. Brand's love of the unicorn Christmas movie, still why we're not friends anymore. I'm sorry. Like, maybe one day, buddy.
It was a hit.
It was a hit.
Let's.
One brother accuses another. And this did nothing. Got enough time in your synopsis because we had to get to everything. But just so we're clear, at the dinner table, amongst other things, accusations that are thrown around, one brother, even though another, their parents were killed by people on a drive-by, one brother accuses the other brother because of his actions as a criminal of the one being the one that actually pulled the trigger. And he basically says that he ordered a hit on their own parents. This is just dinner conversation.
Yeah.
That's where we are with this movie.
It was a hit.
It was a hit.
It was a hit.
Oh man.
This movie's a hit. I'll say that much. Let's get to the feels. I imagine this is not your traditional Christmas feels. Alonzo, what gave you feels in this one?
Yeah, this movie is more like the popcorn meme feels, where you're just like,
yep.
What next? Where is this all going? Somebody says kick rocks in the first scene, which made me think of y'all.
That was fine. Kick rocks is in there.
Yeah,
we did that.
Gave me a warm feeling. Heavy pours feels.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
like these ladies put away some vino over the course of this movie.
The why there is a time in the middle of this movie, about 40 minutes in the middle, where Shauna's wine glass is always at the brim.
Yeah.
So like, it's not that she's not drinking it; it's that it's always a full pour.
Like, she's trying to keep it together when Dimitri is telling her that, like, his fiance is a woman, and she's just like, glug, glug, glug,
that's
glug.
Right.
Like, it's Cougar Town. Like, she's just filling that baby up.
And it stays that way for, like, the rest of the movie, pretty much.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. So, early in this movie, we get the honor, the joy of seeing Blake with his shirt off and just a towel. And we see Blake and Dan and I are like, that's a specimen.
Yeah, that dude's ripped.
What a guy. What a guy.
Yeah.
About like 15 minutes ish later, we meet a fella named Jesse.
Yeah.
Who comes straight from Army. And Jesse walks in with the biggest muscles I've ever seen. I don't know how his sleeves aren't. I don't really understand what's happening here. And for the rest of the movie, all I kept thinking was, is I can't believe we got excited about Blake. He makes Blake look like a little baby boy, like just a toddler. And that was my feels. Like, it's not often, I don't think ever, in one of these movies I've seen a guy and been like, yeah, you atta boy. And then by the end of the movie, I'm like, do yeah, better.
Small
do,
potatoes.
Do
over there.
Better. I could be you. So have, that was have, an, a wild turn of events for sure.
I have a sports question.
Sure.
Because I thought it was interesting that Jaden, who is the pro football player, was kind of the smallest yeah. of the dudes. And then I thought, well, maybe he's like a quarterback. Well,
quarterback would be running backs typically are under 6 feet tall. Like they're not as nearly as big.
So it's not implausible that he would be the shortest.
Yeah,
in this
yeah. Bunch. You could okay. be 5'10", 11", be a wide receiver or running back. I mean, both gotcha. Of those are probable. I mean, there's one like Russell Wilson's pretty small. He's a quarterback, but most quarterbacks are 6'3", 6'4". But yeah, yeah. that is a that that's a, that's fair, more yeah. than fair.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some towering beefcake here. You're correct.
Boy.
I saw towering beefcake live.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yeah. Had a horseradish fountain.
Yeah. Do you have anything? Or was no, it just a kick rock? Sorry, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the wait what and the what did I write down? TV one question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There we go.
Here on Deck the Hallmark. Welcome back, everybody. Boy. We're talking about Christmas with My Ex, TV One classic. Let's get to the Wait What, where we talk about what in this movie. Let's go Wait What. Alonzo?
Well, my first one was going to be the 63 seconds reference, but then the movie calls it out. So,
yes.
You know, they own that one. I don't want to get too technical here, but are y'all familiar with the term blocking?
Yes.
Yeah.
you know, where people are standing in a way that it would appear that it feels organic to a conversation, but also like gives the audience something to take in. There are so many scenes in this movie where everybody just stands in a row and has a conversation. And I'm like, oh my God, please, could somebody move two steps forward or two steps back, something. But no, it's just like, it's one sort of chorus line after another, just like we're all gonna stand
company,
here.
My company front for this Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. Are we all clear that this movie is set in Los Angeles? Because there really aren't quite enough establishing shots.
I thought it was Florida.
They say Florida?
But it, I mean, they
I don't know. It's LA or Florida. Yeah. It's a hot climate place with palm trees.
Yeah. Just there were so many shots of palm trees. I assumed it was Los Angeles, but it was the kind of thing where like we're in the house and then there's an establishing shot and then we're still in the house. Like right. that's a Tommy Wiseau move, you know?
Yes. And it's the same establishing shot.
Basically. Yes. Did I miss something here? Kenya and her sister reconcile because the dude is just so terrible and they both realize that now? Was that the magic thing?
I think
Kenya
overhears him
Mark, saying, I don't want the baby, I don't
that's
want
right.
you.
Yes. Yeah, and that was the thing. And then she talks to her dad, where her dad's like, I just wanted you guys to reconcile. I think those two things work together, I think.
You guys, there's impossible for you to reconcile if both of you know I'm in remission.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. It's, the longer you could think I could die at any second, that gave me the best chance.
I can emotionally blackmail you into attending this function with your sister, whom you despise, but now you don't despise because she's being treated as badly by your ex as you were. And so now you have that in common, I guess. I don't know. The word bisexual is never uttered.
Not once.
It's like, look, Demetrius left Shauna for a dude, but that doesn't, you know, like lock him in for life. I do get her thing of like, it's one thing to leave me for a man and then like have the men for the rest of your life, but to then like marry another woman, like now that puts the burden of failure on me. So like that was actually well handled and none of this like got homophobic, which I appreciate. You know, Demetrius is not like treated as a goofus or whatever for, you know, having had things with dudes. But yeah, the word bisexual, they could have just
Could have thrown that out there. I think
because he never even said like he
almost like he refuses almost, to acknowledge.
It almost feels as if he's like I'm back to liking just women.
Yes,
that's how like it, you end up feeling
once, but we're not going to count it. You know,
yeah, it was a one and done. He says I haven't been with a man since.
Yeah,
yeah. So one time, one and done.
I guess for some people it is a phase. I don't know, but anyway, that's it. That's what I got. This you know, otherwise airtight.
Aside from everything in this movie, I do have a few. The music in this movie is insane. It's insane. The volume is insane.
The piano, yeah.
Almost there's a couple scenes where the piano is so loud that I feel bad. I feel like I'm eavesdropping into the conversation. I'm like, should I not be here? Like, I feel like you've turned music on so that I won't be able to fully hear the conversation. It's so loud. There's another song that plays at one point where it just sounds like they're playing a piano and just like kind of chucking stuff at a drum set. Like just kind of hearing like weird percussion, like and it's super weird, but also kind of perfect for this movie. The line is said, Santa's fresh out of miracles today, which I didn't know Santa was in the business of miracles.
Does the miracles. Santa does the gift giving.
He's fresh out of miracles today, Santa.
Miracle on 34th Street, Daniel.
Fair.
Daniel, you mean Brandon? He's the Christmas movie guy. No, you're right.
Santa's, I know, but you said Santa is not in the miracle business.
He's fresh out of them. He doesn't have it. He's out. Everyone knows he has 34 miracles. and then once he uses them all, he's out.
He's out.
I want to piggyback real quick on your the music thing.
Right.
Did you notice when they're first jamming out to Deck the Halls?
Yes.
Which, of course, who can't hit the dance floor for that one?
Right.
Did you notice that the lyrics mention something about the summer?
No.
I have I always have the titles on. In the middle of that song, they're talking about the blah, blah in the summer thing. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
What? Is this an Australian Christmas?
Is this a Christmas in July movie?
Yeah, was the movie set in Chile the whole time? Like, I'm baffled, but anyway, go back and look, it's in there.
I have down, I think this is the first time I can remember not having cancer as being the twist. Typically, it's like, I have got news, I have cancer. In this case, it's the opposite. Hey, you know the thing that you thought I had?
Gotcha.
In a year.
Gotcha.
And surprise. Why does everyone else know except for Kenya? It is cruel and unusual punishment.
How is no one upset at dad?
No of one's
all
mad
all the people
at him.
That are upset at other people in this movie, no one's upset at the dad for pulling all the strings to make this the worst Christmas ever. How?
It was playing a long game. The only way to get these two women under the same roof was to play the cancer card. And if that meant lying about being in remission, his family comes first.
100%. Mark, for the first hour and change, I'm like, this guy, he's going to be a nothing burger in this movie. He barely says anything. And then all of a sudden, there are murder accusations. There are, I don't want the baby and I don't want you.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Mark is just like, what happened? Out of nowhere, Mark. You can't go from just being like, my brother's here, man, to like, hey, I don't want the baby and I don't want you.
And you murdered
like,
our parents.
And you murdered our parents. It was a hit.
Zero to monster.
Zero to monster is exactly right. At the end of this movie, there are Leah is talking to the this is how they describe her, sorry, the homeless girl's dad.
Good gosh.
And they have a doll that both her and Leah's daughter have dolls, and they're like, we're gonna have to pry those dolls out of her hands tonight. No, you don't.
Let
like,
the kids sleep
just
with
let
the
them
doll.
Sleep with dolls. Isn't that kind of the thing? It's like a stuffed animal. Like, you know, you can't do that. Pry it out of their hands. It's weird.
Yeah.
And also, that other girl is double the age, but that's neither here nor there. Dan, that girl's like 16.
The unhoused hate is real in this movie.
So strong.
Like one person's like, I volunteer at the homeless shelter, and the response to that is anything from to nothing. Those are the only responses you get. It's brutal.
If Leah is responding, I think we're meant to know that, like,
that's true. That's true. But everyone else just stays quiet on the issue. So there's that. I do want to point out that at the end of this movie, they all clink their glasses and talk about what a great Christmas it is. He left that out of the synopsis. That happens in this movie. They're like, well, here's to another year. That's the worst Christmas I've ever seen. It's the worst one I've ever seen. And they're like, wasn't that a hoot? It was a hoot and a holler. Cheers, everybody.
It was a very personal growth holiday.
Yeah, it was. Wardrobe decided to just fall asleep at the wheel when it came to Jesse's character. How do we remind people is in the Army? Army adjacent colors, first of all. Give him some Army adjacent colors. Let him wear dog tags as an accessory.
On the outside.
And make them blank. So this is a guy who served our country valiantly in Iraq, gets home and says, I want clothes that look like the colors of camouflage, and I want to buy a fake pair of dog tags that are blank and wear them around all the time. That's a move.
Does the shirt need to fit? No,
not on my sleeves. Good luck.
Good luck. I can't find a shirt.
Yeah.
You should be so lucky.
That's right. I wrote down, and I stand by this, no one should be here. No one. This is, Shauna and Kenya aren't related. Everyone hates each other. Everyone, look, mental health is important. Distancing yourselves or giving yourself a break from people that you have conflict with is a good thing. All of these people aren't related to each other. Most of them aren't related to each other. And they all decided together collectively to go, yes, let's all go to a Christmas day where the flowers are in bloom and the swimming pool's out. Christmas day where we all get together and see if we can hang. See if we can just do this thing. No, and because Dad is lying to Kenya about having cancer.
So we all have
to look, no one should be here. Everyone should take responsibility. Every adult, the kid shouldn't. Every adult should take responsibility for their actions here. You should have said no to this dinner invite. You should have said no.
It does take way too long for them to tell the little girl to get lost from the table. Like, there's too much going on.
Yeah, she's witnessed a lot.
Go eat inside.
No kidding.
And you could make it a plot point that, like, you know what? We're all dreading this Christmas.
That's right.
We're going to do this together to have each other's back, to support each other. Everybody gets so lost in their own stuff that, like, no one's supporting anybody.
Yeah, two more. One, the unhoused gentleman and his daughter that show up. We hear his story, and in his story he says, we lived in a gated community, the kids went to private school, we were 38 years old, thought we had more time for things like savings accounts. Listen, I'm not a lot could go wrong. A lot could go wrong in life that you should have a savings account before you're 38. That is not, it does not take good credit. It does not take any money. Savings accounts are not for 40-year-olds. Savings accounts are for everyone.
All right, Dave Ramsey.
I thought it was a really bad line of dialogue to be like, we thought we had time for savings accounts. It's not retirement. It's a savings account. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Just saying. And then lastly, and this one is the biggest one. We rewound it 10 times, I would say, over under 10 times did we rewind it. Alicia, Kenya's sister, pregnant, married to Mark, used to be Kenya's husband. In the scene where Mark gets mad at her and they fight, Alicia breaks down crying, and then she says, I'm lonely. But she doesn't say I'm lonely. She sings, I'm lonely. She literally says, I'm lonely. That's what she says.
I'm lonely.
She sings it. It is the biggest dramatic moment of the film, and she sings her line. There is no music behind her. She is singing, I'm lonely. That is what's happening here. It's fantastic, and I loved every second of it.
Someone should make it into a song.
Yeah.
Someone should make it into a song. It'd be a hit.
It'd be a hit.
I'm lonely. It's time for TV One More Question. It's where we get to talk about anything that we'd still like answered. Alonzo.
So Universal here in Los Angeles, every Halloween, and I guess maybe the one in Florida does it too, they do these mazes that are themed to different horror movies.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights, exactly. So you go through the maze and, like, you know, Freddy Krueger jumps out, whatever. I've never been to one. I am a coward. I would propose that there would be a great Christmas maze themed to Christmas with My Ex, where basically you go through a house and every time you turn a corner, you overhear a really awkward piece of conversation that is damaging to you personally. Because that is constantly happening in this movie. The wrong person overhears the wrong sentence at the wrong time. And so I think there should be a whole maze of this where you just keep walking into awkward situations and are like, oh my God, that's terrible. I'm so over and over again.
Producer Aaron's like, this is my nightmare. Yeah. I can see it. Yeah. I would love that they were like, how do we get them to find out this? Maybe they walk by. Why don't we get them to find out this? Maybe they also walk by.
Yeah, there is more like accidental overhearing than in like the entire run of Downton Abbey.
Maybe they walk by. It's a small house. They could walk by again.
How many places would you need to look in your house before you think, maybe my wife is in the alley? maybe I'll walk by. Oh, man.
She's not in the pergola.
Yeah, nope. On the pergola. Mine is Mark and Jesse's parents are dead. There is still a disagreement over what happened. We do not get any clarification on this. No clarity, no nothing. Was it a hit? Was it just a coinky dink? Was it just a random drive-by? I don't know. I personally have no reason to believe that Jesse is lying, but Mark clearly does. Mark thinks it was a hit.
I want to say that the movie is pretty much telling us at every corner that Mark is wrong about everything.
Yeah, that's right. Correct.
Because even he is the one character, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, because Leah gets a little bit of redemption.
She says she was sorry for everything.
So
she's the monster for most of the movie.
Mark's the worst guy.
Yes.
Ends up being the worst, right?
Correct.
There's nothing redeeming about Mark. Mm-mm. I think Mark's last scene is, I don't think I want the baby, and I don't think I want you.
You, yeah.
Which is a tough scene to go out on. So. Yeah.
That in the haunted house.
But I got to be honest, another great Christmas. Am I right?
Another one. Cling. Cheers, everybody.
Dan?
To next year. I have one question.
I'm lonely.
One question only.
The cobbler was good.
Yeah. How long are they dancing out there? How long are they dancing out there? Because I believe three separate couplets branch off and go in and have a conversation, an argument, a big reveal, and come out, and they're still dancing out there. Like, one song has been playing for the last, I mean, one of those conversations takes 45 minutes. Like, are they just out there, just like stuck in limbo until it's your turn to go argue? Like, cause they're all just like, yeah. Oh, it's my turn to go argue. Okay. I'm coming.
Tap me out.
That's right. Weird. And I want to know how long that we're supposed to believe that they're dancing. It's not one song. I can promise you that. That's all I got.
Let me ask the room this. What was the most shocking development in this movie? What was the one thing that was like, wow, wow.
Well, I didn't know that I must have missed that he had left, that Demetrius had left Shauna because he was gay. Because when she said that line at the dinner table, I was like, Mark saying that Jesse killed his parents has to be one.
That's right up there. I caught the Demetrius thing because she has the scene with the son, the Morehouse man earlier, and talks about, refers to the fiance as him. And so I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's
I did go use the restroom once, so maybe I missed that entirely. Because I don't remember that scene. I don't remember her talking to him. So
How
can you tear yourself away?
That's right.
I think Leah probably I think Leah kissing him was shocking.
No, the dancing.
The dancing scene.
We were like, when that scene started happening, we were like, I can't believe
like
this.
His and new then wife when the dance, and your daughter's right there.
Yeah, and the dance progressed to a level that was like unbelievable. Like, yeah. She dips down completely out of frame.
low.
Yeah, Shorty got low. Like, it was, and the daughter is watching from 10 feet away. The current wife is watching from 10 feet away.
I'm lonely.
That was brutal.
I think the dinner, really, it's just one bomb after another at that table.
Yeah, whoever wrote tough. This movie, a masterpiece. Well done.
Yeah,
well
a lot
done.
Going on.
Just you did it. It did. I will say, it took me like the first 10 minutes. I'm trying to like who's who and who's connected and whatnot. But once you get it all sorted out, it's a masterpiece. Masterpiece.
Brand didn't have to pause it 8 times.
And I'm just like, just so I get this right. So Kenya. Because everyone has somebody else and has an ex, and that Correct. Ex has somebody. There's lots of moving parts.
Correct. But I think this movie diagrams that out far more cogently than so many other movies we've seen, where you're like, I still don't know who these people are and why they're related to each other.
I mean, heck, this movie I felt like did a better job with all the relationships than the hotel movie we just watched.
Yes, agreed.
Yes. Good example.
Yeah. Hear me out. Leah and Mark get together, and they have Christmas at their house next year.
Try and stop me. Next week, everybody, we're heading over to the Lifetime Movie Network, different than the Lifetime Channel, for General. It's beginning to look a lot like murder.
Ooh.
It's beginning to look a lot like murder. Ooh.
Oh my.
I believe that this is only available for rent or purchase. I don't think it's streaming anywhere. But keep poking around. This movie is not on Just Watch. So there's not like a central database for me to poke around. But I, at the very least, found it on Vudu. But if you Google it and click on Prime, it's a different movie. And it's not the one we're doing. So at the very least, it's on
2022's.
It's beginning. 2022, it's beginning to look a lot like murder. Yeah. That's exactly
those
right.
Of you scoring along at home.
Yes. Yes. For everybody who has gone on this now 5-month journey with us and has watched every single one of these movies.
God bless you.
God bless you. What legends. Alonzo, love you, buddy. Can't wait to do this again next week. Until tomorrow, maybe be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here in the old studio. Thanks for listening or don't listen. It's really up to you at this point. It's at the end of the show. I mean, you're listening to me. Hi. But here they come. I promise they're coming. Yep. Here they are. Happy day.